craftsmanship, clean living,
or thrills.
Follow the adventures of Frank Farrell.
Last episode, Frank Farrell and his comrades were on the trail of the bandits, who now have Helen and her father virtually prisoners in a cabin far up in the hills. Speedball Joe, special agent, having found no clue, was about to give up the search until daybreak, when they came to a narrow road leading off to the left. Here, Frank Farrell found Helen's hat lying on the side of the road. The little party pushes on into the night in search of Helen and Mr. Newman, and now feel sure they are at last on the right trail. As our present episode opens, they have proceeded as far as possible with the car. It's now necessary to push forward on foot. They stand by the side of Joe's car to plan the search. Joe is speaking.
Well, boys, this is as far as we can possibly take the car. I'll drive back a ways and find a spot so I can turn.
Yeah, I get you. In case we have to make a quick getaway, you'll be headed in the right direction.
There's no telling what we're apt to run up against, so it'll be pay us to be prepared here.
Heck, I'll bet I could stand off a whole army in these hills.
Yes, no doubt of that, Spud. Well, now, it's hard to say which direction is the right one, so to save time, it may be wise for us to break up and scout in different directions.
Yeah, I mean for everybody to go by themselves, all alone in these hills?
Yeah, something like that. Why, what's wrong? Don't you like the plan, Spud?
Well, no, not exactly. It seems to me that I should go with somebody that don't know much about these woods. My scout training will come in handy. If anybody gets lost or in danger, I could help them out, see?
I think Spud's right. Perhaps we'd better go in pairs.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'll go with you, Frank. I want to be sure nothing happens to you.
That's a good idea. Joe, you and I can go together, and Frank and Spud.
Okay. Now listen, Frank. Don't try to investigate any kind of hut or shack.
Okay.
If you locate anything, come back to the car, and we'll all go up together. Now, it's quite evident they're not very far from here. So don't make any unnecessary noise.
Right, that's a good idea. On the other hand, they may be wide awake and watching every move we're making right now.
Oh, you don't think they'll slip up on us in the dark, do you?
No, I don't, Spud. They're not going to do anything to us unless we can find them. And personally, I think we have a better chance to slip up on them and surprise them at this hour than we'd have in the daylight.
Yes, I think you're right, Frank. Chances are they feel pretty safe for the present. They may figure that we wouldn't start searching until morning.
Then the thing to do is search for cabins or shacks or a car, and then come back to our car and wait for the rest.
Gee, but I'm getting thirsty. Anybody got a drink of water?
Oh, we may find a stream or a spring in these hills, Bud.
Gosh, now I know how the old prospectors and miners used to feel out in the desert when they'd been walking for days without water.
It hasn't been that long since you've had a drink, has it?
Well, maybe not, but I can't convince my stomach that it hasn't. My throat craves a drink. It's dry as a chip. You know, I can hardly talk.
That sure is tough that you can't talk. Say, if you can't find a stream, perhaps you run into a cow and you can milk. You know how to milk, don't you, Spud?
Well, I've tried a couple of times, but I don't seem to have the right kind of a pull.
You win, Spud. I think we better get going, don't you, Joe?
Right.
The moon's bright enough, so we won't be working in the dark.
All right, Frank. You and Spud strike out. Jim and I'll turn a car around, but we'll leave it on this same little road. So be sure and come back to report if anything happens.
All right, Joe. Come on, Spud. Got the flashlight?
Yeah, I sure have. Say, Joe, if you and Jim hear anybody yelling after a while, well, course it won't be me, but don't waste any time getting to where you think the yellow's coming from, will you?
All right, Spud. We'll remember that.
Well, be sure and don't forget it. Say, where's Frank?
Come on, Spud. I'm on my way.
Well, wait for me. Say, you haven't found a river yet, have you, Frank? I'm getting drier and drier. You know, I don't think I can last much longer if I don't find water. Well, I believe I'm getting home.
I think this will be about right. Well, we'll leave the car right here. I think I've backed up almost to the spot where we left Frank and Spud, so they'll have no trouble finding it.
Yes, I think this is the place we left them, all right.
Now, let me see. They went from here north, huh? Suppose you and I strike off to the east and circle to the north. We may meet up with them later on.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Of course, I hate to have Frank alone in these woods.
Well, he isn't alone.
Yes, I know Spud's with him, but that's almost being alone if anything happened.
Well, I don't know about that, Jim. Spud's been pretty lucky to our party right up to now.
I guess you're right at that. Joe.
Hmm?
Just a minute. Listen. I'm sure I heard someone walking. I heard a couple of twigs snap. Did you hear it?
Quick, get to the side of the car. It came from over there, Jim.
Could it be Mike? If it is, it's a cinch they know where we are now.
I don't know who it is, Jim. Quiet. We'll see what he's doing.
Got your gun, Joe?
I'll say I have. I don't want to do any shooting, though, until I know what I'm shooting at.
Joe, I see him. Look through the trees there.
Yeah.
See? You can see him plain in the moonlight.
Oh, yes, I see him.
He's got a rifle on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, it's one of the bandits as sure as you're born. Now's our chance. Let's go get him and make him tell us where Helen and Dad are.
Hold it, Jim. Not so fast now. Don't let him get a bead on you. He might shoot. Now, you stay right here. I'll try to circle him and get the drop on him. I don't want to shoot unless I have to.
All right, Joe. Wait. Look, he's coming toward the car. He's either a mighty brave or an awful fool.
Shh, quiet, Jim. All right, you. I've got you covered. Come on. Walk right over to this car now and be quick about it or I'll let you have it. Come on.
He's coming.
And drop that rifle. Come on, drop it.
He dropped it, Joe.
All right, now. Come into the road. Come on, I want to get a look at you. Pronto. Keep coming. That's okay. Stay right there now and don't reach for anything.
It doesn't look like Mike or Duke.
Why, don't shoot me, boys. I'm just an old man. I started over to see who you were, that's all.
Yeah, maybe so. What are you doing here, anyway?
I'm just camping in the hills for a spell.
Joe, I think I know him. Say, aren't you old Fred Beasley?
Why, yes, that's my name. Why, who are you? Your voice sounds familiar.
Come on, Joe, I know him. He's okay. Hello there, old-timer. Don't you remember me?
Well, I don't see so very good, young fella.
Don't you remember the two boys who found you bound and gagged in your home back in Kansas?
Oh, why, yes, of course. You mean after those two thieves robbed me and killed my dog?
Sure. How do you remember?
Well, yes, of course I do. Why, your Jim, the other boy, was Frank.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, say, what are you doing up in these hills, boys?
Still after those same two bandits. We're afraid that they have my sister and dad. They're up in these hills somewhere.
You don't say.
What are you doing here?
Well, the man I'm working for now, you remember, the man your sister introduced me to?
Oh, yes, sure.
Well, he sent me up here for a few weeks. I'm doing a little prospecting for him. Oh, say, I saw another car drive off this little trail and go through the woods pretty close to my camp.
How long ago?
Oh, it's been quite a spell. It woke me up and I haven't been able to go back to sleep.
Can you show us where it was that they passed your place?
Why, you bet I can.
Come on, Joe. We're on the right track at last. Come on, old-timer. We're after those men.
All right, Jim. I'm with you. I owe them something. And if I ever meet up with them, I'll make them pay for it. I can tell you that.
Spud? Spud? Great Scott, where in the world can he be? I guess I've lost him.
Spud!
Gee whiz, can you beat it? I've lost him.
Frank! Oh, Frank!
Spud, where are you?
Never mind where I am. Where are you?
Here, Spud, over here. Stay where you are. I'll be right with you.
Hiya, Frank. Gee, but I'm glad to see you.
Where in the world did you get to?
Well, I was so thirsty, I just had to have a drink. I got lost from you when I started to look for water. Finally, I thought I saw a creek, but it wasn't.
Did it take you all that time to find out it wasn't a creek? You've been gone almost an hour.
Yeah, but old boy, have I got things to tell you.
What do you mean? Have you found out something?
Have I? I'll tell the world.
Well, come on, out with it. What do you know?
Well, when I started back to the spot where you told me to wait for you, I couldn't find the place, and I kept on going. Finally, I saw a log cabin.
You did? Where?
Now, wait a minute, will you? I was so thirsty that I forgot what you said about not going up to investigate. I was just thinking of water.
Well?
No, I didn't see any well, so I started for the house. I didn't knock at the door. I snapped on my flashlight and looked through the window, and oh, boy, my thirst left me right there, and I haven't been thirsty since.
What did you see, Spud?
I saw Helen and her father. They were in the room. Mr. Newman was lying on the bed. I think he was asleep, and Helen was asleep in the chair. Just then I heard a noise and started running.
What? Come on, Spud. Lead me to that place, quick.
Aren't we going back and get the rest?
No, no time for that. It'll be daylight before long. We may be able to do something if we act now, Spud. Anybody else in the cabin?
No, I don't think so. There was no room to the cabin, but I didn't wait to look.
Good boy, Spud. Come on. Lead me to that cabin, quick. We've got work to do.
Okay, but something tells me we ought to call out the militia, because I think we'll need them. See, right down there.
All right, we'll have to be careful now. It won't be dark much longer. If we're lucky, we may get them out of here before it gets light.
Do you think Mike and Duke are in there, too?
I don't know, Spud. That's why we got to be careful. We don't know if Helen and her father are being held there against their will or not. If they are, it's a cinch Mike and Duke are around somewhere. Come on, and don't make any noise.
Okay, I won't make a sound. I won't even breathe.
All right, Spud. You sure this is the window you looked through?
Yeah, that's the one. You want the flashlight?
Yeah, you better give it to me. Look, there's a bolt on the window. They couldn't get out this way.
Yeah. See, what are we going to do? Crawl in through the window?
I'll go through the window. If I need you, I'll signal with a flashlight. Here, give it to me, Spud.
You know, something tells me I ought to go in there with you, but on second thought, something tells me I should.
You stay right outside the window. If I need you, I'll signal. I hope this window won't make a lot of noise when we lift it. But that wakes up Helen.
I hope it won't wake up Mike and Duke.
Helen, don't be frightened. It's Frank and Spud. I'm coming in.
Yeah, come on. I'll help boost Jen a little.
Careful, no noise.
There you go. A little more now. There. Are you in there all right? Frank!
Shh. Of course I'm in. Quiet. Now listen, Helen. We'll have to... Say, I have your dad tied up. Well, we'll fix that. Someone's coming.
What goes on here? Well, if it isn't Frank Farrell. Hey, look, Mike, we got company. Oh, glad to see you, Farrell. Sit down and join the family party.
No, thanks, I'm leaving.
I said sit down.
Oh, so that's the way it is.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
So Frank, too, has fallen into the hands of Mike and Duke. Will Speedball Joe and his party arrive in time? And just what has happened to Spud?
Don't miss the next thrilling adventure in the life of Frank Farrell.